And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? I have friends that are firefighters and I know that they use soap.
And she was screaming at me over soup.
Fuck this, I am not ever talking to a Scientologist again. These people are all insane.
I'm putting my bricks in the dumpsters, motherfuckers. Do you see me, bitches? I'm throwing my bricks. And he's just like chucking bricks.
Hello and welcome to Talking Shit About, a monthly podcast where I, producer and host Elizabeth Wipperman, interview someone about something they love, something they hate, something they've been through, or something they just know a lot about, and hopefully by the end we've all learned something. This is a microsode, a little treat in between episodes where I rant and ramble for a few minutes about a random topic. I've been putting a lot of work into April's microsode, so this one is just something kind of quick and silly that I randomly came up with. So a couple times I've posted what I call anti-ASMR lists on Facebook, and it's fun bonding with others on shared disdain and just learning more about friends. Anti-ASMR means to me things that cause disgust or discomfort rather than a pleasant sensation. I thought it would be fun being in scare quotes, to share some of my least favorite things for this microsode. I attribute a lot of these to my autism, but I believe that everyone is grossed out by something. So maybe some of these will resonate with you. Some of these you might be like, oh my god, Elizabeth, you're so sensitive. And yes, yes I am. Anyway, I challenge you to make it to the end of the list. Here we go. Soggy bread. The bits of food in sink drains. Pulling hair out of shower drains. Vomiting. Vomiting in a dirty toilet. Hearing or seeing someone else vomit. Porta potty smell. Porta potty backsplash. Silk on wet skin, silk on very dry skin, wet jeans, tight jewelry, tight clothes, being barefoot on a floor that's not spotless, hearing other people chew, teeth scraping on silverware, silverware scraping on plates or bowls, the humming of electronics, canned green beans, and I will die on this fucking hill, I hate everything about them, fuck canned green beans. Frozen are okay, but fresh, totally fine, love them, delicious. Fucking canned green beans, out. The smell of stale cat urine. Getting urine or poop on your hand when cleaning the cat litter box. Stepping in cat puke barefoot. Stepping in cat puke in socks. And finally, waiting longer than 30 seconds for a web page to load. You made it! Congratulations! Let's round out the episode with a list of nice things real quick to even things out. Kittens and puppies. Clean bedding. Freshly baked chocolate chip cookies. Spotting a cool bird. Your favorite flavor of ice cream. And swimming on a warm day. That is it for this microsode. We'll be back in about 2 weeks with a new interview, and it's about mental health and what it's like working in a state hospital. So it's a really interesting conversation. The microsode for that month will also be mental health related. And I've just had so many good interviews lately. I'm so excited for y'all. If you want to support the podcast, you can do that by hitting follow on your favorite podcasting platforms. Follow me on social media, give the show a rating. I am also on Patreon, where for just $2 a month, you can get usually early access content, sometimes behind the scenes content, sometimes exclusive content. I don't really post on a regular schedule because I work full time and have other hobbies and interests. So it's just kind of, I've been posting about every 2 weeks. So $2 a month, and that goes to paying for my premium subscriptions for Canva and Zoom so I can do interviews and make neat little graphics for y'all. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you soon.